Hi, welcome to the Chaz Palminteri Podcast. Don't forget, if you like what you're hearing, seeing, hit that subscribe button, hit that like button. Don't forget to comment. If you want to send in a question, chazpalminteri show@gmail.com. My one-man show, don't forget, chazpalminteri.net. Look at the schedule. My one-man show is coming at a city near you, or maybe even your city. All right, today, what are we doing today? Today's episode is old school. Now, what do we mean when we say old school? I'm going to tell you what we mean. This is old school. Right here. This, my friends, is my good friend, my brother, Sandy Blue Eyes. Sandy Blue Eyes. Relax, Sandy. You're going to have enough to say in a second. Sandy Blue Eyes are old. Sandy, are you old school?
Very old school.
Very old school. Now, there are people out there that don't really know what we mean, Sandy, by old school. So let's educate them. Tell us, what kind of car do you drive?
I have a 1974 Chevy Nova.
74 Chevy Nova. Now, you have two new cars, too. But we want to talk about your Nova.
Well, you have the Cadillac.
Yeah, the Cadillac is old also.
The Coupe de Ville.
That's Dante, my son, talking.
Cadillac is a 1970 Coupe de Ville.
Oh, 1970 Coupe de Ville. I'm sorry, I was wrong. And 1970 Coupe de Ville. Wow. Okay, so this, ladies and gentlemen, is classic old school right here. So show us your phone, Sandy. Your phone. What kind of phone do you have? Yeah, let me show people. This is Sandy Blue Eyes' phone. Look at this thing. This thing was made probably in 1982. Okay, do you get texts on this?
Yes, I do.
But not photos?
No, photos.
Photos are out. Photos are out. He doesn't get photos. So, Sandy, they call him Sandy Blue Eyes. Why do they call you Sandy Blue Eyes, Sandy?
The color of my eyes.
The color of his eyes. Ladies and gentlemen, this is, in person, the original, the one and only, Sandy Blue Eyes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, when you go out, Sandy, is this your usual attire?
I like to go out dressed when I go out, yes.
You like to go out dressed?
All the time.
So you like to wear a jacket? You like to wear the handkerchief?
Yeah, most of the time suits. But in the summer, when it's a little humid outside, I like to wear the sports jackets.
The sport jacket. Now, I noticed that you're a little dark. So I assume that you get tan a lot.
I do.
So how do you have the time? Well, you're retired, is that correct?
Yes, I'm retired motorcycle police officer.
Motorcycle police officer. Retired motorcycle. And what did they call you? What was your name? What did they call you on the force?
They called me Elvis.
Elvis. Now, okay, Sandy Blue Eyes, tell us, why did they call you Elvis? First of all, how many times have you been to Elvis's mansion?
19 times. 19 times to Memphis, Tennessee, Graceland.
Memphis. Now, you've been there so much, you know the guards there, right?
I know the security guards.
Right.
I know the police officers that patrol the area. I know the motorcycle police officers. They're called motormen down there.
Motormen, I see. Right. So would you consider yourself an Elvis? Is there bigger fans for Elvis than you?
Sure. No, there are.
There are?
Oh, absolutely.
There are. Absolutely. Oh, okay.
Did you even perform as Elvis? You showed me a film photo you took out of your pocket last time.
Yes, when I was with the police department, when I was with the highway patrol, I used to sing in the locker room, and the captain got wind of it, and he came in one day. We were standing roll call, and he had something in a suit bag, and he says, "You're going to sing at the next highway patrol dinner dance."
Right.
And I says, "I don't think I can do it, but I'll try." He says, "But if you do it, then you get to keep the outfit." And when I saw the outfit, when he took it out of the suit bag,
it was Elvis' outfit.
It's an Elvis professional made outfit. It says the king on the back. It's got the high collar, all the studs.
Right.
And I sang, and I got to keep the outfit. To this day, I still have it.
You still have it. And that's when did you start performing as Elvis then?
Yeah, I did a couple of cruise ships.
Really?
On one cruise ship, which is the photos I showed, I opened up for Johnny Maestro on the Brooklyn Bridge. It was a doo-wop cruise ship.
Right.
There was a bunch of groups there. And I opened up for all the groups.
Wow. Now, you were there single women on a cruise ship?
A lot of single women.
A lot of single women on the cruise ship. Now, this man with single women, let me tell you something. First, let me state for the record, he is a gentleman of gentlemen.
Thank you.
You are. No, that I always say. Always a gentleman. My wife loves him. He comes here, brings her flowers. I told him, stop doing that. You're making me look bad. You live alone, obviously.
I have my own home, yes.
You have a beautiful home. I've been there. Now, tell us about the grass on your home.
Well, I take care of my own lawn. I take after my dad when it comes to that also.
Right.
And the lines have to be a certain way.
Right.
One day I'll cut it horizontal. The next week has to be vertical. I don't allow anybody to walk on my lawn. Right. The male person, male or female, is not allowed to walk on my... I'm the only house that they don't walk on the lawn.
The only house?
The only house in the whole
Now, how do they know not to walk on your lawn? How?
Well, my dad brought it to my attention when he was still alive that there was a trail from house when the male at the time was a mailman, and he would walk across the lawn. My dad would look by the window, and he would get mad.
Right.
So I had a little conversation with him, and I sort of gave him an offer he couldn't refuse, and he doesn't walk on my lawn anymore.
I get it.
And now, in the post office, there's a big sign with my address on it. Do not walk on the lawn of such and such address.
I get it. May your first child be a male child. I get it. I understand everything, Sandy Blue Eyes.
The one time you showed me the film photo of you as Elvis, you also showed me film photos of your grass.
Yes.
And then Chaz brought it to my attention that you drove 2 hours out of your way to go mow the lawn.
Yes, I did that. I was when Chaz and his wonderful family was away. I was watching the house for them, and I picked 2 days. It has to be certain days that I cut the lawn.
How often do you mow the lawn?
The lawn has to be mowed every 2.5 days. So I drove 75 miles one way just to cut the lawn.
And how much do you cut off the grass?
Just the top. I keep it long in the months of June, July, and August so it doesn't burn. It's like sod.
Sandy, come on. Now, if you cut it once a week, are you going to tell me there's going to be a difference?
Yes, there's a big difference. You have brown spots.
You have brown spots?
Absolutely.
Wow.
And there's also a difference if you cut it the same way every time you cut it. You have to one day go horizontal.
Right.
The other day go vertical.
You know, there used to be something in the Reader's Digest many years ago. And it was an article, and it was always there that said the most interesting character I've ever met. And they would say characters. This guy, truly, is the most interesting man I've ever met. I mean,
I have so many questions.
So many questions. Old school. I'll give you an example of old school. When I say, let's do one word at a time. When I say fire hydrant, what do you think of?
Johnny Pump.
Jeans.
Dungarees.
When I say,
old
school word association. When I say bra,
you say what?
A woman's bra.
Most of the time I used to say brassiere.
Brassiere. Old school, folks.
Correct.
This is old school here.
I have a couple.
Wait a minute. Sauce.
Gravy.
Gravy. Old school.
Definitely gravy.
Good.
I got a couple old school questions for you guys. Okay. This one is really for Sandy. Sandy, you're a gentleman.
Always.
Yes. What are the top five gentlemen must-haves?
Top five.
If you're going to be a man like you today.
Like a gentleman. What are the
must-haves, not no giving must-haves?
The main thing is the way you carry yourself.
Okay.
You have to carry yourself with confidence. You have to carry yourself with respect. You have to dress properly. Because you never get a second chance to make a first impression. And I've always lived by that. That's a gentleman. When it comes to a female, you know, if I'm interested in going out and meeting somebody, I always make sure that the young lady doesn't have a boyfriend, a fiance, or if anything, a husband. Yeah. Then hands off, can't ask the girl on a date.
You won't ask her out?
No, absolutely not.
Not a chance. He won't ask her out?
Absolutely not.
Okay, and no matter how gorgeous she is, and no matter how much she's coming on to you,
not at all. I that's hands off. Even if she says to me, I have a boyfriend, but things aren't good right now, that's not my territory. It's hands
off. Old school, folks.
Old school.
Old school. I've seen them do that. I said, wow, Sandy, you're not going to date that girl? You know, she's married and they're in like separated. I don't want to deal with it. Old school.
So what does a gentleman think of dating apps?
I am on a dating app, and I think in the last 9 years, I may have went on 10 dates, and maybe 8 of them just weren't my particular style.
So let me give you a context of, for a young guy trying to be a gentleman like you.
Okay.
I know girls that go on 4 different dates a week with 4 different people. Like, how do you, as a young person, be a classy, old school guy, but also be on the dating apps?
Well, again, this is the new world.
What is the name of the dating app? Could we say?
Yeah, sure. The name of the dating app that I'm on is called OKCupid.
OKCupid.
Yeah.
OKCupid. If you want to meet Sandy Blue Eyes, in person, and he's your cup of tea, OKCupid. You call him. You get in touch with him. Are you on the Sandy Blue Eyes?
No, I'm under. My friend put me on it at the time. It's a Deep Blue Pal. Deep Blue_Pal.
Deep Blue_Pal. P-A-L?
The Deep Blue was for the color of my eyes. P-A-L, yes.
Deep Blue_Pal to meet Sandy Blue Eyes in person.
On OKCupid.
OKCupid.
Sandy, can you give us a going off what Michael said, all of the young men who want to be a proper gentleman, an old school man, give us an old school date tutorial. Because a lot of times, I don't know if you guys hear about this, Michael, it's called, you know, you just hang out with a girl. Now it's like kind of dated. They called it Netflix and chill. You watch a movie. Everybody knows what time it is. And it's not really a date. And then you never see each other again. And nobody knows what we are. What is the classic old school date?
Well, my idea of a classic old school date, which is just natural for me, is picking up the young lady at her residence, whether it be a house or a condominium, doesn't matter. But in this day and age, most women, even at my age, they would rather meet at the restaurant because of a lot of things that happen in this day and age. And that's fine, too. So I always get there 15 minutes early, okay? Always dress refined, you know, either a suit. You got to have the handkerchief matching. Or in the summer, sport jacket, handkerchief matching. Take the young lady out to dinner. You know, I'm not a drinker. I have a glass of wine over nice dinner.
Nice dinner.
Nice conversation.
Nice conversation.
When the date is over, you walk the young lady to the car. And I know from that date if I would like to see that young lady again.
What about going to a different place for dessert? Is that the move?
Yeah, that's okay.
That's a good move. I taught my son that. I said, if you're it's a great thing to do on a date is if I take somebody out. Well, I haven't taken somebody out since the Stone Age, but before I was married. But before I was married, and I did that with my wife, and she was very impressed by it. Right. I took her out to a beautiful restaurant, and she said, oh, let's have dessert. I said, no, I never have dessert in the same place. I always go someplace else. She was so impressed with me.
Yes, no.
And I took her to another great place, and we had dessert. So I think, you know, old school, that's pretty good.
What do you guys think, you're classy gentlemen, about a lot of my friends make their first date split the bill with them?
Oh.
Definitely not.
Oh.
Absolutely not.
Not a chance. No way that can happen.
If she says,
please, Sandy, I really want to do this.
Absolutely not.
Okay, all right. Would you rather split the bill on your first date or walk on your grass?
Walk on my grass.
Walk on your grass.
Yes. Yeah. I would never. I'm definitely a product of my dad.
Old school.
Yes. I saw how my dad treated my mom.
Now, with the grass, I'm stuck on the grass.
Go ahead.
Why are you and your father obsessed with grass? What is the relation? Like, why do you love the grass?
You know what it is? You know, we work on it. We seed it. We fertilize it. You know, it takes a lot of time, a hell of a lot of money. And we just feel, I feel it's a disrespect, especially the way I was brought up. It's a disrespect.
So it's disrespect. You respecting the earth. You're respecting the earth through the...
Right.
And yes.
You disrespect, you get whacked.
My house is all, it's grass and cement. So there's more than enough cement that you can walk around the grass and come up to the front door.
Like, at what age did you realize you loved this grass?
Oh, since I saw my father
do it.
You know, 7 years old.
So your father taught you how to do it?
Absolutely.
Now, you have a street sign in front of your house, right?
I have a few street signs on one pole.
Tell the audience.
Well, being born and raised in Brooklyn,
right?
You know, and being that I'm so heavily into the 50s music, you know, with that street corner look, I have a patio in front of my house with a Johnny pump that it's a fake Johnny pump, and I have a light that's like a street light, and I have another light that shines down on these street signs, and the top street sign says Elvis Presley Boulevard. The next street sign says, my second guy that I really loved the way he sang, Johnny Maestro Way. The third street sign says, Dion DiMucci Way. The fourth street sign says, Bobby Rydell Way. And the last but not least, the fifth street sign says, Frankie Avalon Beach Boulevard. For Frankie Avalon's beach movies.
Oh, what about Chaz Palminteri?
That's
Avenue?
Coming. That's getting its own pole.
I'm getting my own pole for that.
That's it.
You believe this? Old school, folks.
I got another question for you guys. If there was one thing that you could bring back from the old school neighborhood, Bedford-Stuyvesant or Arthur Avenue, one thing you could bring back today, what would it be?
My mother and father.
Well,
I mean culturally.
That aside, yes.
That aside.
Culturally.
Anything?
Yeah, I got in trouble a couple of times for it, but I used to love opening up the Johnny pump and running from the cops.
People don't do that anymore.
No, people do not do that anymore.
No.
Was that a big thing?
Yeah, it was a big thing in the summer, yes.
You would do that too?
Oh, I do it all the time. Yes. We all did it.
Yes.
You know, we all did it.
Put the can, squirt like, the cars.
Get a can and squirt all the cars, you know. Or if you really want to piss the cops off, remember we break a garbage can.
Garbage can.
We knock out the bottom and just throw the garbage can on it.
That's right.
And then just turn it up as high as you can go. So if you try to take it off, you're getting soaked.
You get soaked. That's right.
You're getting soaked. So the cops would hate that the worst.
So when you were a cop, would you be on the other side of that now?
No, because I looked at the kids like I did this.
Yeah.
So we used to have to shut them off. We had the we used to bring the key with us, you know, the wrench, just to shut the Johnny pump off.
Was there like some sort of nostalgia when you would go, hey, some kids opened up a fire hydrant? You're like, oh yeah.
That was me.
Yeah.
Now we know when we talk about old school folks, my producer Homeless Pimp and my son Dante, we're talking about the man, how he treated women. You're always respectful. The man is the most, I mean, women love this guy. I have to say, Sandy,
thank you.
I've never seen anything like it. He comes to my, Sandy also helps me, works with me and my security, and, you know, he's retired, so he makes sure everything is right. Women just go crazy over you. I don't know what it is. They look at you and they go, who is that guy? I got to meet him. I mean, it's insane. And then when they meet him, he's a real gentleman. But let's be honest now. There's some things that you say when a woman does, you will not say no. Now, for example, if a woman gets drunk at a restaurant with you at dinner and really makes a scene, what happens?
Not for me.
Not for you.
She's out.
She's out. Not for you. Okay, so that's it. She's out. If, let's say, a woman constantly talks about her ex-boyfriend or her ex-husband, Constantly.
She's out.
She's out.
I had that, and I felt like I was sitting there with the fella.
With the fella.
If they're going to talk about them that much, they have to go back to them.
Well, you could ask her, gee, you know, we had a wonderful time, but if you're still in love, I mean, would you give her one pass?
I tried that, but it doesn't work. Oh, if a woman picks her teeth during dinner or licks her fingers... Ugh. I mean, come on. That's pretty disgusting.
Old school, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, what would be your door test?
I have the proper car for the door test.
That's right. A 74 Nova has the buttons.
My buttons on top. And my Cadillac also.
Yeah, you got to show your car out there with the duct tape on it.
Unfortunately.
When we went in your car to listen to the CD I gave you,
right.
You opened the car door, you got in, and then you reached over, and I was like, Sandy, did you just pass the door test?
I passed the door test. All it is a sign of respect. That's all it is.
It's a sign of respect.
And when you go on a date, open the car door.
Right.
Pull the chair out. I always tell the waiter or the waitress, you serve the young lady first. Most times I go to a restaurant, they'll hand me the menu first, and then I'll just hand it to the young lady. Because I think that a young lady should be served first, handed the menu first.
What about the menu? But does she order for herself, or do you order for both?
No, she orders for herself. Unless she asks, unless I have frequented the restaurant, and right. she asks me, what's good here.
Okay.
Then I'll, I'll say if you want.
But you let her.
Oh, absolutely.
She could order for herself. I think that's progressive.
Absolutely.
For an old school guy?
For an old school guy, that's pretty progressive. Yeah.
And the other thing is, if her phone rings, let's say it's her children or her mom or somebody in her family, there's no problem with her answering the phone. No problem at all. But if she's going to get on the phone, it's, like the first date, she's going to yap with one of her friends.
Right.
I can't have it.
You can't have it.
I can't have it.
He can't have it.
Sandy,
you can't have it.
Do you have a celebrity crush?
Yes, I do.
Yes?
Yes.
Now, who's your celebrity crush?
The main one is Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez.
Absolutely.
J-Lo, you hear that?
Okay, Cupid.
That's right, Sandy Blue Eyes. Okay, Cupid. Don't forget J-Lo.
Forget about Ben and Alex and Mark.
Now, I have a question. It's very random, but you're an old school guy. What would you do if aliens landed and they're on your grass?
That's a good one.
I carry guns legally. I have guns in the house legally.
But what if they're female aliens?
Oh.
If they look like Jennifer, that's a different story.
If they look like Jennifer, that's a different story. This guy's been in love with J-Lo for I don't know how long. Anyway, so I'm fascinated by this tan you have. How many hours a day do you work on that?
During the summer, I like to get at least 3 to 6 hours a day. I've never been in a tanning bed. I've never been in one of those tubes. I don't go for the sprays. I just lay in the sun constantly.
Okay, wait a minute. We got to hear this, folks. Old school. What is the stuff you put on?
Oh, to lay in the sun?
Yeah.
First, I put moisturizer on.
Moisturizer first.
Right.
Go ahead.
Then I put Hawaiian Tropic Original.
That is old school.
Not SPF. There's no SPF in it. Hawaiian Tropic Original. The whole body. And then on top of that, straight baby oil.
The man is cooking himself. You're not worried about skin cancer.
I've been checked and
right.
No, I'm good. I'm good with the sun. I mean, the sun and I get along.
The sun and I, you get along. Yeah. So women, they comment on your blue eyes and your silver hair. Is that correct?
Yes, they do. I don't want to sound, I'm not conceited at all.
No.
I am not conceited.
You're not conceited. You're right.
But to answer your question, it's nice to have something that compliments you.
Right.
As long as you don't get cocky about it.
So when you wear that shirt, that compliments your skin tone and your hair and your eyes.
Right? I know. This is my color. I just happen to like this color.
You like that color?
Yes.
You like that color. I see. And sometimes you wear those shoes that are like spats, two different colors.
I have them on now.
You have them on now?
Yes, sir.
I don't know if we could see that, though. But he has them on now. They're called spats. Okay. You got it? Okay. Folks, this is the epitome of old school, folks.
Okay, Sandy, a bad tan or a bad lawn? You have to have one.
A bad tan.
Bad tan.
Yes.
Man, you can't mess with his lawn.
Do not touch Sandy's lawn.
Do not touch Sandy Blue Eyes' lawn.
It's like a rug.
It's like I saw his lawn. It's like people think it's fake, right?
Yeah.
They say, come on, what is that, sod?
They think it's sod or AstroTurf.
I saw it. It's a joke. It's scary how beautiful it looks.
And the people in the neighborhood, they ask me what they should do next. Every month goes by. Should I put this down? Should I put that down?
What's the secret to a great lawn?
Just the Scott Step 5 method. That's all I do.
Scott, I want money here for this, Scott. I want an ad. Sandy Blue Eyes, tell us your Scott method here.
Well, you have to put a lot of lime. It enriches the soil. Then you have to put the crabgrass fertilizer down. Kills all the weeds in the crabgrass. Mm-hmm. And then every month there's a different
treatment.
Application.
Right.
And you have to have underground sprinklers. Wow. I was old school up until a couple of years ago where I used to move the sprinkler. But now I have the underground sprinklers and the lawn comes so much nicer.
Now I have a question. You grew up in the Bronx?
I grew up in Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn. Now, do you have any crazy neighborhood stories from back in the day? Chaz always has the craziest stories.
Well,
I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
You got to have something here.
Besides my father, I had another man that I looked up to, and that was my uncle. And no matter where I went with my uncle, you know, he used to say hello to all these guys. So this one time we went to this one guy's house, and the guy had a lion as a pet. A real
what?
Lion.
A lion.
In Bed-Stuy.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I know who I'm talking
about.
We know the same people.
A lion.
And the lion, he got the lion because in case...
Correct.
Somebody didn't pay.
Right.
He was going to feed him to the lion. And not only when he say it, you fucking saw it.
And I was so young at that time that I just thought it was a big dog. Oh my God. And his brother used to walk the lion up and down a street called President Street. I can say that, no?
Yes. Yeah, they're both dead now. It's all right. Yeah.
The lion too.
Right. But as far as getting older, yeah, you know, we played stickball, Ringolerio, of course, open to Johnny Pumps. We played games like Johnny on the Pony, Skelzy in the street. We fought for basketball courts, you know.
I mean, I'm stuck on the lion.
Did the
lion really eat a person? Do we know? Okay.
No, this was scary shit, man.
Holy shit.
Well, they were real deal guys. You know, they were made guys.
So it was just in an apartment?
He had an apartment in this building, yes. Him and his two brothers.
Wow. I know.
That's insane.
But my uncle worked for the New York City Department of Sanitation, like my dad. But he did other things on the side. Yeah.
We do things on the side, folks.
A little bit. That's it.
Like, what are your favorite movies, Sandy?
My favorite movies? Well, I have every Elvis movie. Every Elvis movie. I love the 50s, early 60s.
No one could play a song from you by Elvis that you wouldn't know.
I know it all. I know all the 50s.
When's Elvis' birthday?
January 8, 1935.
How about Priscilla?
March 24th. Priscilla just turned 76, as a matter of fact.
If Elvis was alive today, he'd be what, 80-something?
86.
86.
Meet Elvis. You could meet Elvis, but your lawn is bad.
Meet Elvis.
Okay.
All right. There you go. I mean, this...
And why do you love Elvis so much? What about him?
Well, I had an interest in Elvis ever since I was 3 years old when I saw him on TV. And I saw he was a down south gentleman. He loved his parents. He had a special relationship with his parents, especially his mom. And he would address people like when I'm with Chaz, and he introduces me to somebody. I call the person sir or ma'am, and I always say it's nice to meet you. You know, it's a pleasure to meet you. You know, I like all of that. And then to put the icing on the cake, I mean. You know, I love women, but I got, you know, the guy at 20 years old was the best looking guy I've ever seen. He had beautiful women, and the entertainment part of him, there was nobody like him.
No, it's true.
Nobody. This ring I had made because Elvis had the same ring.
That's true. Now, and I have to say, I want to clarify this. Sandy says he loves women, and he does. But when Sandy's in a committed relationship, you don't cheat.
No, don't cheat.
Never.
If I make an understanding with somebody that we're exclusive.
Exclusive.
That's it. Otherwise, I have no right to be exclusive with that person.
That's correct. I mean, this is the ultimate catch, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now. Okay, stupid.
Cupid.
I mean, stupid.
That's a good name for a dating app.
That is a good name. Okay. Okay. Okay, Cupid. And what is it, pal? What is it?
Deep blue underscore pal.
I've been telling Sandy we have to get him on Tinder.
We got to get Sandy on Tinder.
Oh, my God. He'll take over.
He'll take over. You'll take over Tinder.
You see, when my buddy, I'm sorry, I mean, you know, need go to ahead, interrupt go ahead. You. When my buddy first told me, he says, you got to come up with the times. You got to get a computer. And this was only 9 years ago.
Right.
So we got top of the line HP computer.
Right.
He hooked it up for me. 4 hours it took him. And then he says to me, give me 3 pictures of yourself. I says, 3 pictures of myself? You just hooked up my computer. What do you need 3 pictures of myself? He says, just give me 3 pictures of yourself. So I give him the 3 pictures. He said, I'm going to put you on this dating app. I says, that's for desperate people. He says, listen to me. You got to come up with the times.
He's right.
This is the thing today. Right. That's not for desperate people.
Right.
So he put me on it, and I've been on it ever since now. It's 10 years now.
But you went on 9 dates.
Yeah, 9 dates and maybe 7.
So,
of them.
So that's like 1 date a year. So you're not too fond of this dating.
Well, you know why? Because I'm very honest. My pictures are up to date.
Right.
And I change them periodically.
Right.
But these young ladies that I write to on there, they put pictures up
20 years ago.
And the pictures are from 20, 25 years ago.
It's called catfishing.
Okay,
let's catfishing.
Is that called catfishing?
Yep. Catfishing.
See, okay. I'm learning from the younger crowd here.
Okay, let's just say you meet a girl on okay,
Cupid,
and you see her and wow, she looks great, and you hook up, and then when you meet her finally at the restaurant, she's 20 years older, 30 pounds heavier. What do you do?
That happened to me a few times. I still have dinner.
You're a gentleman.
Oh, yes, definitely.
You have dinner.
Absolutely. And then I walked them to the car.
Right.
And the few times it happened, the young lady said to me, can't wait to see you again. You're such a gentleman.
Right.
And I didn't say anything. I just said, you know, I'm a very, you know, I'm saying I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything nasty.
Of course, you shouldn't.
I said, you know, I'm a very busy fella.
Right.
You know, but...
Let's keep in touch.
Yeah, let's keep in touch.
Now, what do you think as a gentleman about, like, all of my friends are addicted to porn. What is a gentleman's take on...
I'm not into porn. I was never into porn. I was never into gentlemen's places, topless places. That's not my style.
Strip club's not your style.
Strip club's not my style.
Not your style.
No.
Drugs? Never took a drug.
Never. Never even smoked a cigarette.
You never took a drug?
In my entire life, I never experimented... with anything.
You never even wanted to try pot?
No.
Now, is that because that's you respecting your body? I feel like you're just all respect.
I respected my body. I respected my father. I respected my uncle. I had two mentors growing up. I had my father and my uncle Frankie. Mm. And God forbid you stepped out of line.
Right.
I mean, I went to a Catholic school from first grade to eighth grade. If I went home and told my mother that the nun had to yell at me or hit me with the pointer or the yardstick, it was called.
Yeah.
I get another beating.
Yeah. Yeah. My parents, the same. They said, right? Well, you probably deserved it.
We were brought up the same way.
You probably deserved it.
Crazy.
You know,
met someone so respectful of everything.
Thank you.
No, he is. He is. He's very respectful of everything. I mean, that's why obviously he's with me. You know.
So you, I'm honored to always be with you.
So you work security for him a lot. Do you have any crazy security stories of people trying to, like, say that they're his brother or something like that?
No, we had, I'll tell you one funny story. Chaz is always respectful to everybody. Always a picture, an autograph, no problem. We were at the feast. That's when Gabriella was a little girl. She was sitting on my knee. And this gentleman comes over and he says to Chaz, Chaz, 48 years ago. Now, I mean, the man's been through all these movies and life, and this gentleman expected him to remember 48 years ago. But he accommodated him. He said, yes, you know, I remember, yeah, sure.
Sure, I remembered you.
But when he walked away, he was still kind. I says, Chaz, do you really remember what he was talking about? He goes, not really. He says, but, you know, you have to be nice also.
Right, you have to be nice because right. If you don't, then they try to, well, tell you where they met. Well, no, it was back in, and then you're there an extra half hour.
Right.
So if you say, yes, I do not remember you, they feel good, everybody's happy.
Right.
Well, Sandy Blue Eyes, I have to say, it's been a real pleasure.
It was my pleasure, thank you.
And Sam, we have this new segment of my show called Old School, and we thought about it, and we said, who do we start off old school with? We said, Sandy Blue Eyes. Who else would be? And what is your last name, Sandy?
My last name is Favuzzi.
Favuzzi.
And what was your profile again on OKCupid? What was that?
Deep Blue_Pal.
Okay.
Now, can I just tell you the story about
what?
About my name?
About your name?
Yeah.
Go right ahead.
Because my real name is Alexander.
Oh, okay.
So when my mom was pregnant with me, my mother never spoke Italian. My father spoke fluent Italian.
Right.
So when they used to go to my grandmother's, my mom was pregnant with me.
Right.
My mother would say to my father, what does mom call you? And in Italian, she would say, Sandrini. So my father said that means Santino,
right.
Sonny, or Sandy.
Right.
So my mom said, okay, this baby's going to be named after you, Alexander. Right. And we're going to give him a nickname, Sandy.
Wow.
So that's how I got Incredible. The name Sandy.
Sandy Blue Eyes. Well, all I can say is, Sandy, you've been a pleasure. Thank you for kicking off my new series,
I'm very
Old
honored.
School.
Thank you.
I think we're going to have on our second Old School guys, we're going to have the great man from my neighborhood. He was in A Bronx Tale, in fact, Ralphie Squalante. We call him Squiggy.
Squiggy,
who is old school as Sandy.
Great and guy.
He's going to be my great next guy. Guest. This is the Chaz Palminteri Podcast. Don't forget, if you want to see my one-man show, ChazPalminteri.net. You want to come to my restaurants, one in Manhattan, 30 West 46th Street, White Plains, 264 Main Street. It's been a real pleasure. God bless you all. And remember, sometimes old school's the right way. From Sandy Blue Eyes. God bless you.